I'd like to welcome everybody to the Valero Alamo Bowl Golf Tournament. This is the first official event on our December calendar of events. We're happy to have both head coaches from the participating schools joining us today for today's press conference. I'll introduce the head table. I will let them make comments. Then I will take questions both from the audience and from the call-in. If you're on the line calling in and like to get in the question and answer queue, please hit star one and we will take calls over the line. Our head table today, President and CEO of the Valero Alamo Bowl, Derek Fox, our 2010 Valero Alamo Bowl Chairman, Bill McCandless, Oklahoma State Head Coach, Mike Gundy, Arizona Head Coach, Mike Stoops, and from our title sponsor, Executive Vice President and CFO of Valero, Mike Soskowski. Chairman McCandless, if you could open the press conference, please.
Thanks for joining us today at the Valero Alamo Bowl Classic. We're fortunate to have with us today Coach Stoops from the University of Arizona and Coach Gundy from the Oklahoma State University Cowboys. On behalf of the Valero Alamo Bowl, we want to welcome the coaches to San Antonio. We're excited to have you. We're excited for the opportunity to host the matchup of these two teams. We are indeed fortunate to have as our title sponsor, Valero, and I'd like to introduce Mike Soskowski at my far left, Valero Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Valero was proud to be the title sponsor of the Valero Alamo Bowl and thrilled to be part of a great matchup. Valero and the Alamo Bowl are two San Antonio-based institutions that provide support for higher education, drive to tourist activities, and deliver a strong economic impact for the city of San Antonio. The Valero Alamo Bowl gives the city a second life during the holiday season by filling hotels, restaurants, and other tourist hotspots. So now I'd like to welcome Derek Fox, President and CEO of the Valero Alamo Bowl.
Well, thank you very much, Mike, and thank you for your continued support and loyalty. It should be noted that Valero has been a sponsor of the Bowl since inception. This is our 18th anniversary. They stepped up as our title sponsor in 2007 and are committed to 2013. So how about a round of applause for Valero and what they do for this community? It's our pleasure this year for the 2010 Valero Alamo Bowl to bring two great programs together, two veteran coaches who've had a little experience here before, and they'll tell us more about that in a few minutes, but also two offenses that have combined to average almost 1,000 yards per game and over 70 points. So I think we're in for a good shootout here in San Antonio. I know the defensive side of the ball won't necessarily want to hear that, but that's what's maybe in store here. But a little bit about the coaches here. Coach Stoops is in his seventh season at Arizona. He took over a 2-10 team in 2004 and has led the Wildcats to three straight bowl games with at least seven victories in each of the past three seasons. Arizona's passing attack is led by Austin Westlake native Nick Foles, who's ranked first in the Pac-10 in passing and ninth in the country at 310 yards a game. This will be Coach Stoops' first trip to San Antonio as a head coach, but he was here as a defensive coordinator for Kansas State when they played in the 1998 Alamo Bowl. Now for Coach Gundy, and is in his sixth season at Oklahoma State. He received the Big 12 Coach of the Year honors last week. Congratulations, Coach. While leading the Cowboys to their fifth straight bowl appearance. Gundy's powerful passing attack was second in the nation, averaging over 350 yards per game, while leading the Cowboys to almost 45 points per contest. He was the offensive coordinator for the Cowboys when they played here in the 2004 Alamo Bowl, and since taking over the head coaching duties the following year, has led Oklahoma State to five straight seasons with at least seven wins. Now I turn it over to the two coaches for some opening comments.
Go ahead, Mike. Thank you. Bill and Mike, thank you for your continued support of intercollegiate athletics and what you do for our young men as a reward to be able to go to such great destination points and play such great opponents is a really special time of the year for all of us. And I know not being home for the holidays is usually a successful season, and certainly we'll not be disappointed that we're not home for Christmas. I know that this bowl game does an outstanding job in their hospitality for our players and our fans. So we're certainly very excited about the opportunity to be here. This is to Coach Gundy to be able to play such a high-ranked team, I think is very special, and to play a program that very much like ours 6 or 7 years ago tried, you know, redefining themselves in college football, and certainly Mike has done that with Oklahoma State, putting them in the upper echelon of college football, being consistently ranked in the top 20, and that's what you know, we are striving to do, obviously, as well at the University of Arizona, kind of redefining, you know, who we are, and that has been a difficult process over this period of time, but could not be more pleased and excited about where our program is and the way our kids compete on a weekly basis. The Pac-10 was an extremely competitive conference this year, and out-of-conference schedule, we play some of the best football, and certainly some of that took on the totality at the end of the season, but it's going to be great for us to get to be able to step back, kind of reevaluate where we're at, and then get prepared for a great contest against Oklahoma State. Certainly Nick Foles is, we feel like, one of the premier quarterbacks in college football, a lot like Oklahoma State's quarterback, and you have to have a trigger guy that can put you in great situations, and certainly we feel like we have a truly great quarterback from Austin Westlake and Nick Foles. So, again, we hope he can play as well as Drew Brees, the last quarterback from Westlake to play in this game. Stuck a dagger in us when we were at K-State on the last drive to pull out a win against, I guess it was Purdue and Kansas State in 94, I believe it was. So hopefully we could be on the other end of that this year. But just excited to be here and in a very competitive setting that we are in college football. So thank all of you for being here. We're going to try our best to put on a great show for the people of San Antonio. Our fans have supported us. That's a big reason. Any success we've had, our fans and administrative have supported us, and I look to have a great turnout of Arizona alumni and fans here for the game. So thank you.
Well, on behalf of the Big 12 Conference and Oklahoma State University and our fans and players, we're very excited to be in the Valero Alamo Bowl. I want to thank Valero for the support and some of the things that that Coach Stoops said, that this is a special time of the year for our players and coaches. There's a lot of hard work that goes in for 9 months for these young men to have the opportunity to be in a setting like this, and it couldn't happen without Valero and their support. The Alamo Bowl has been awesome, and obviously being in Oklahoma and a large number of our players from the Texas area, they're very aware of the Alamo Bowl. Our team is very excited about playing in this game. I know the fans are looking forward to coming to San Antonio. I've already heard the mention of season or bowl tickets sales, and everybody's excited and coming down here and eating good food and spending time on the Riverwalk. We're excited about playing Arizona and Coach Stoops and his football team. I think this is a great matchup. When you look at the bowls across the country this year, I don't know that there's a better matchup for an exciting bowl game. Arizona has established himself as a football team that on any given Saturday can compete with the best. If you just look back at their season and what they were able to do against a very good football team at Iowa, and you know, I think Coach Stoops would agree with all of us, when your team's playing well and you don't turn the ball over and you're in the right spot on defense, you got a chance to beat anybody you play, and that's what you have in an Arizona team. Both teams have very good quarterbacks. Quarterbacks have made plays, which makes it very exciting. But I think one thing that we don't need to overlook is both teams have played good defense at times during the year. As a football coach, you always look back at your season, and for Oklahoma State, this is a very, very good year for us. there's been times that our defense has played well, and there's been times our defense hadn't played very well. Offensively, we were able to keep our head above the water most of the year, and we were fortunate that we were good in the kicking game. But this is a good matchup because both teams will have an opportunity to move the football, and the flip side of it is both defenses will be excited about stopping them because all the talk will be about the offense. So we're certainly aware of the challenge at hand. Our football team's looking forward to another 3 weeks together. They enjoy being around each other. They enjoy practice. And so we're planning on arriving on the 23rd and looking forward to the excitement of the bowl game festivities.
Okay, we'll go ahead and take questions locally first. If you have a question, please do raise your hand. I'll come around and if you can talk into the microphone.
Coach Dupes, this is the furthest you've come west for a game, and I was wondering if this will help the Texas recruiting for your school.
Well, we've recruited very aggressively in the state of Texas since our existence with our staff, and we'll continue to recruit the state of Texas. We're the closest Pac-10 team in proximity to Texas, so that's why, you know, we started this and have had, you know, pretty decent success with the players we have recruited out of Texas. So hopefully this game will continually give us more exposure in the great state of Texas and help us with our recruiting.
First for Coach Gundy and then Coach Stoops, what leaps out at you when you look at, I know you haven't had a lot of time to look at the tape, but when you look across sideline and see, you know, who you're going up against in this year's game, what kind of leaps out on tape at you, what you're facing?
Well, I know for us, anytime you play an opponent that has a quarterback of the caliber of Nick, then you have to take note. But the receiver, I think his name's Kreiner, and I like the two backs that I've seen play at night. Again, I get to see Arizona play because they play at night, and sometimes we're home, and so you get to watch the games. And the two ends, the two guys that are rushing the passer do a good job for them. They move the quarterback around, and they play with great effort. And, you know, I recognized one of their defensive backs, I think his number was 5. They got a corner, his number 5, right, Coach?
Yeah.
He's mm-hmm. a good player. He's young. Is he a freshman?
Yes.
He's freshman and a good player. And so that's why earlier I mentioned that our team is certainly understands the opponent that we're playing and the potential that they have, and that's what's going to make for a very good bowl game.
Well, I had the opportunity of watching the entirety of the Oklahoma State game two or three weeks ago. I don't want to bring it up, but we didn't finish quite like we wanted to either. But just the competitive, I know what kind of players Oklahoma has, and you know how well they're coached in each particular area, and to watch Oklahoma State compete like that, you know, you could see they're a different team and a different program than they have been in the past, and you can see they just keep knocking on the door, and eventually you knock the door down, and that's kind of what my overall view of their program is, how close they are to taking an elite step that we're trying to take is very difficult to do in college football. And, you know, you have to have a very complete football team to make that leap. And that's a very difficult jump, and that they're very, very close. So it tells me not only they have good players throughout their program, and whether it's offense, defense, or special teams, that really jumped out at me in that game is how well, you know, they looked, you know, as an entire football team, not just the quarterback or this guy or this guy, just how well they competed throughout their, you know, their football team, and that's really what you have to be successful week in and week out.
Thank you. We'll go ahead and take some of the call in. If you're on the call and would like to ask a question of the coaches, it's *1. Our first call in from Oklahoman, if you could announce yourself and ask your question of the coach, please.
Coach, this is Brandon Chapman from the Oklahoman. I was just wanting to ask Mike Gundy, how do you approach just kind of maintaining the focus of your football team with your staff may or may not be intact, might have some players leaving. So how do you manage that situation?
Well, in the way it works with the coaching carousel, you manage it day by day. You take phone calls of people that are interested in hiring your coaches, and you try to have a schedule and practice and recruit. And this is actually the busiest time for the year for our coaching staff, because we're trying to continue to recruit young men to bring in our program, but also prepare for a bowl game. And both of them are very, very important. So we just take it day by day. As of 20 minutes ago, our staff was intact. But at any time that can change. And, you know, I've always felt like that we have a lot to sell at Oklahoma State. It's a good place to work. And if there's a coach that has a better opportunity to move up in his career, we certainly don't want to hold him back. And then we'll try to find another coach as quickly as possible. But it can be a little bit difficult during the bowl season because you don't have a lot of time to make up ground. So we just do the best we can with as the opportunity comes our way.
All right, we're going to actually go to a Twitter question for Coach Gundy. The question was, you know, with the media projections in the season and then now the importance of going for an 11th win, can you talk about the arc of this season and what it can do for you going forward in the next year with so many of your players back?
Our thought process will stay consistent. We try to prepare to win every game we play. I say that in August, and I think at times the perception is that's just coaches talk, but sometimes we play teams that we have more talent, sometimes it's even talent, and sometimes we play opponents that are more talented than we are. But it's our responsibility to put a plan together and prepare during the week to try to give our players a chance to win each Saturday. If they play well, they give great effort. And so every win's important, and our approach won't change. Obviously, our team has had a good year, and they've set some set the bar very high. But we'll have to prepare for this next one just like the last one if you want to have a chance to win the football game.
Okay, we'll take a call in. Next call from Arizona Daily Star. If you could introduce yourself and ask your question to the coach, please.
Sure. This is for Coach Stoops. Coach Ryan Finley here at the Daily Star. I hate to harp on this assistant coach situation, but it looks as if you guys have had some movement too. Your thoughts on that going forward and how that's going to affect things in the bowl game?
Well, again, some things are out of our control as coaches, and certainly, like Mike said, you want to give coaches the best environment you can to be successful, and I always think it's a great compliment when people come after your coaches. Obviously, it tells you that they are good coaches, you know, good people, good recruiters. So, again, you know, I credit our players a lot of times for getting these coaches promotions, but you do the best you can. We will have some movement on our staff, and I'll evaluate that, what gives us the best opportunity to be successful, not only on the 29th, but I got to look beyond the 29th and into the future. So we'll make decisions that are best for our football team. Not only short-term, but try to be a long-term fit for the University of Arizona. We certainly want guys that want to be there and committed to our program and what we're trying to do and establish. So, again, we'll evaluate that starting this weekend. It's difficult recruiting, obviously preparing for a bowl game, and then trying to hire coaches. It is a very difficult time. But again, we got to make sure we don't make any hasty decisions, and we make the best fit for the University of Arizona. Certainly, the possibilities of me coming out of retirement and coaching defense are there for the secondary. I don't know if that excites our players that much, but I'm sure my role will probably have to change a little bit over the next 3 weeks.
Thank you, Coach. Next affiliation is Triple Play Sports Radio. If you could announce yourself and ask your question with the coach, please.
Yeah, thank you. Robert Allen from Triple Play and the Cowboy Radio Network. Two questions I've had a chance to ask Coach Gundy that I want to ask Coach Stoops. One, obviously you mentioned you watched the Bedlam game, and certainly with your affiliation and your brother, probably some handy material might be FedEx from Norman to Tucson. How much of an advantage might that be to be able to get some of the cut-ups and scouting reports? And then also, these two teams will play again next year in Stillwater. Coach Gundy kind of laughed that it's going to give his staff some good tape to look at over the winter and into the summer months. Your thoughts on coming off a bowl game and then seeing the Cowboys again next year at Boone Pickens? Coach Stoops.
Well, certainly there's some similarities between defenses that we run at Arizona and Oklahoma. There are some similarities. Brent Venables has been a friend of mine for many, many years. We worked together for many years. So I think you look at every opponent, what they did, what they had success with, just like Oklahoma State will look at a variety of teams that fit what you do defensively, what the strengths and weaknesses present in that particular game, how they're going to try to counter maybe some things they didn't do as well. So I think you look at all of that. You know, we have different players that have different strengths and weaknesses than Oklahoma. So, again, if it fits, then, you know, we look at it and see how we can benefit. Obviously, the next 2 years we're going to play three times over the next 2 years, so we're going to get pretty familiar with each other over these next couple years, and it's exciting. They have great it's a great environment up there at Oklahoma State, and we have as well. So these types of games are really exciting in preseason. They're very demanding. Again, this will start the rivalry off a little bit quicker than we thought. But again, I think it's a great matchup.
All right, we'll take one final call-in question. The media affiliation is TucsonCitizen.com. If you could introduce yourself and ask your question, please.
Hey, Coach Stoops. This is Anthony Jimeno. I was wondering if you had a chance in the days after the ASU game to talk to Alex, just to kind of get a gauge on how he's doing after the loss to ASU?
No. You know, there's, you know, we talked after the game as a team. You know, Alex, again, no game comes down to one play. There's a lot of mistakes that were made. There's a lot of competitive plays that were made throughout the course of that game. That's football. If you're in it long enough, you're going to be on the good side. Or they're going to be on the bad side, and that's just how it goes. Sometimes you got to, you know, to me, is just shake it off and pick your head up and shoot, you go back to work. There's nothing, you know, you got to be strong enough inside and motivated enough inside that you do what you can to prevent it. And I'm sure Alex will, you know, evaluate everything just like we do and see what he can do better, and that's what I expect of him. So, again, I don't see any, you know, long-term effects. He's our kicker, and, you know, hopefully he'll come out and prepare well over these next 3 weeks and be ready to go.
My thanks to the head table. Oklahoma State will be in town on the 23rd, Arizona on the 24th. Anybody on the call needs a media transcript, it'll be on the Bull website under the media quote section, as well as a transcript and the audio. Thank you so much.